All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Now, we are up to week number seven. Week number six was so-so for me as I went 7-7 with my picks, but I was able to get things started on the right foot this past Thursday night as I picked the Oakland Raiders to slide by the Kansas City Chiefs in a very close affair. I picked Oakland at home by 1 point, and that is how the contest ended, as the Raiders were able to score a touchdown on the game's final play. Now, for the Raiders, this put the end to a four-game losing streak, and for their sake, they are looking to get back on track and remain in the picture, rather, in the AFC West. Now, with that said, we have some tremendous games on tap for Sunday as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number seven in the National Football League. Now, I want to get things started off with the Sunday contest in Buffalo as it pits the 3-2 Bills hosting the 2-3 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is just the second trip to Buffalo in the history of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and their previous trip came in 2009 where the Bucs lost. Now, this season, Tampa is 0-2 on the road, while Buffalo is 2-0 at home. Now, the Bills had a bye week in week number six, and I expect them to get back to the basics, which has led to their three victories so far this season, which is running the football effectively with our running back LeSean McCoy, as well as relying on their stingy defense. Now, for Tampa Bay quarterback Jameis Winston, he did leave last week's game versus the Arizona Cardinals with an injury. However, he will be back under center for this contest tomorrow for the Buccaneers, and it will be an interesting battle between Winston and this Bills defense. I think this game is Buffalo's to lose, and thus I'm going to take the Bills at home by the score of 27-20. Now in Chicago, you are going to have the 2-4 Chicago Bears hosting the 4-2 Carolina Panthers. Now, Bears rookie quarterback Mitchell Trubisky was able to get his first career victory last Sunday on the road versus the Baltimore Ravens, and now he is going to look to make it 2-0, or 2-in-a-row rather, against one of the better defenses in the NFL, and that belongs to Carolina. Now, I watched the Panthers play so far this season, and granted, they are 4-2, but they have been a very, very tough team to figure out. And honestly, you can make that case for most of the teams around the NFL this season. You look at this Bears team, they've been playing with house money, but I'll tell you like this, they're playing hard for the head coach and John Fox, and I think that is going to allow them to stay in this game. However, Carolina is the better team. Thus, I'm going to take the Panthers on the road by the score of 24-17. Now, in Cleveland, you're going to have the winless Browns taking on the 3-3 Tennessee Titans. Now, Tennessee comes into this game favored by 6 points over the Browns, and the Browns are once again a train wreck, and most importantly, an embarrassment. You look at the Tennessee Titans, they got back on track on this past Monday night with a victory at home versus the Indianapolis Colts, and it starts with the health of quarterback Marcus Mariota. Now, when Mariota is in that lineup, you look at the Titans, and they have one of the better running games in the NFL. Now, you look at the Browns, and they have had woes at the quarterback position, not only this year, but going back nearly 20 years. And with that said, I look at this Titans defense under defensive coordinator Dick LeBeau, and I think this front seven is really going to pin their ears back and get after whomever the Browns quarterback is going to be, whether it's going to be Cody Kessler, Kevin Hogan, or Deshaun Kizer. We don't know. But the bottom line is Cleveland's defense has to find a way to slow down this Titans running attack. I don't think that they do it. Thus, I'm going to take Tennessee on the road in this contest by the score of 30-19. Now, at Lambeau Field, you're going to have the 3-2 New Orleans Saints taking on the 4-2 Green Bay Packers. And don't look now, but the tenor of this game has changed a lot in the past few days. Of course, no Aaron Rodgers at quarterback for the Pack. He is out with that injury. You look at the Saints, After starting 0-2, they've won their last three games, and a lot of it has been credited to their defense. But I'll tell you like this. This Packers team has to find a way to rally around the youngster quarterback in Brett Hundley. And if there's one thing that Packers head coach Mike McCarthy knows how to do, he knows how to get the most out of his backups. Remember, Aaron Rodgers was hurt a few years ago, and Green Bay still found a way to win the NFC North. I know that a lot of people are writing the Packers off in this contest. They're an underdog by 4 points at home to New Orleans. However, I think that their defense has to find a way to rise to the occasion and slow down Saints quarterback Drew Brees. I think that the defense of the Packers does enough, and Green Bay is going to squeak by with the 24-23 victory. Now, in Indianapolis, you are going to have the 2-4 Colts hosting the 3-3 Jacksonville Jaguars. Both of these teams find themselves right in the mix for the top spot in the AFC South. And I said it at the beginning of the season, and I will say it again. The first team to 8 wins will more than likely win this division. But Jacksonville has a better chance due to the fact that they can effectively run the football with Leonard Fournette. You look at this Jags defense as well, and it's a different feel to this Jacksonville team this year. They're 3-3, and they just need one or two breaks here or there to really break through and really become a threat to win this division. I think that the Colts are still sputtering. No Andrew Luck once again at quarterback. And I think this Jacksonville team finds a way to take advantage of that. Yes, I'm going to take the Jags on the road by the score of 27-19. Now, in England, you're going to have the 3-3 Arizona Cardinals taking on the 4-2 Los Angeles Rams. And for the Cardinals, they got their groove back last week as they got the victory at home versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I think it started with acquiring veteran running back Adrian Peterson, because this running game really needed a jolt. And you saw AP was hungry to get out there. Bruce Arians, the Cardinals head coach, did a tremendous job as far as getting him a lot of carries and allowing him to get into the flow of the offense. And now you have one of the better running backs in the game going up against one of the phenoms in the game at the position in Todd Gurley for the Los Angeles Rams. And what we've seen from Todd Gurley this year, he's getting back to the form that we saw from him in 2015. And Todd Gurley has been a runaway freight train for this Rams offense so far this season. And I think that flow will continue in this game. I look at the defenses. Who is going to be able to step up and stop the other team's running back? That's going to be the big thing. The Rams right now, they have a solid front seven, and they are definitely going to look to get after Cardinals veteran quarterback Carson Palmer. While you just have to ask yourself, will this Cardinals defense be able to get up to the challenge and slow down not only Gurley, but also Jared Goff at quarterback for the Rams? I think this Cardinals team had a revival with Adrian Peterson coming back and joining the team, rather. And I think they are going to be able to ride that wave of momentum. Thus, I'm going to take the Cardinals in this contest by the score of 24-22. Now, in Miami, you are going to have the 3-2 Dolphins taking on the 3-3 New York Jets. And these two teams did meet a few weeks ago at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. And the bottom line is, the Dolphins were taken behind the woodshed by the Jets. Now, the Dolphins got that big-time comeback victory last Sunday on the road versus the Atlanta Falcons. And if you are Miami, you need to find a way to capitalize on that. Now, it starts with their running game with Jay Ajayi and Jay Cutler, their quarterback, using play-action passing to the likes of wide receiver Jarvis Landry. However, with that said, the Dolphins have found a way to win in spite of Cutler, as he has not been able to ignite this offense. Now, for the Jets, I look at this Jets team. They're 3-3, and a few breaks here or there, they could easily be 5-1. This team has been playing hard for Todd Bowles, their head coach, and I think they are continuing to go. They are going to continue, rather, to go out there and do that on Sunday versus the Dolphins. I just think at some point, if you're Miami, your pride has to show up, because they were embarrassed a few weeks ago at the hands of the Jets. It won't be pretty, but the Dolphins will find a way to escape with the 23-20 victory. Now, in Minnesota, you are going to have the 4-2 Vikings hosting the 3-3 Baltimore Ravens. And both of these teams so far this season have the potential to finish 8-8 because they have both been up and down. But you look at this Vikings team and you look at their defense, and stingy is an understatement. Now, Baltimore is 3-3, but you really still don't know what team this is because the Ravens still have not gotten an identity for themselves. They look good defensively. Offensively, it's been a struggle because they had 2 touchdowns last week via special teams. Now you're asking their quarterback, Joe Flacco, to go out there and try to score points against this very stingy Minnesota defense. I don't think it happens on the road in this contest. Thus, I'm going to take the Vikings at home by the score of 24-20. Now, in Santa Clara, you are going to have the winless San Francisco 49ers hosting the 2-3 Denver Broncos, the Dallas Cowboys. And for the Dallas Cowboys, they just came off of their bye week, and they need to get back to basics, which starts and ends with their running game and with Ezekiel Elliott. Now, of course, there was an injunction which is allowing him to play in this contest. And as Zeke goes, so do the fortunes of the Dallas Cowboys. Now, you look at the Niners. They are 0-6. They have been right there in each contest. And that is a credit to their head coach and Kyle Shanahan, because this team has not given up. They are fighting, scrapping, and clawing on a weekly basis. I think they do it again. However, the Dallas Cowboys are simply the more talented team. Thus, I'm going to take Dallas on the road by the score of 31-20. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, you are going to have the 1-5 New York Football Giants taking on the 3-2 Seattle Seahawks. Now, Seattle comes into this game favored by 4.5, and they also come into this contest fresh off of their bye. However, when it comes to the Seahawks, they have a tendency to play down to their opponents, especially when they are favored. Now, the reason why I bring that up, the Giants were a big-time underdog on the road last Sunday night versus the Denver Broncos, and the Giants went out there and flat-out dominated the Broncos in spite of the fact that they had a ton of injuries as well as suspensions. Now, for the Giants, they did it with their running game, and you just have to ask yourself, will they be able to do it again? Now, the Giants still have a ton of injuries at wide receiver, which is not going to allow quarterback Eli Manning to do what he normally does, and he has to find a way to rally this Giants offense against one of the better defenses in the NFL. Now, for this Seattle offense, we know that they have struggled with the running game all season long, but they have to find a way to do it through the air against this New York Giants secondary. And I look for safety Landon Collins to try to go out there and make an impact for the Giants in this contest. The Giants did show some life last Sunday, and I think they will play hard this Sunday looking for their first home win of the season. However, I think that Seattle will escape with the 27-23 victory. Now, in Pittsburgh, you are going to have the 4-2 Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the 2-3 Cincinnati Bengals. And I'll tell you like this, when it comes down to the Steelers and the Bengals, plain and simple, there is no love lost between these two longtime rivals. Now, for Pittsburgh, for 1 week, they can look like world beaters, and the next week, they will leave you scratching their head as they struggle. And we saw Pittsburgh go into the road last week and dominate the Kansas City Chiefs and knock them from the ranks of the undefeated. However, we've also seen Pittsburgh lose at home to the Jacksonville Jaguars. So which Pittsburgh team is going to show up? I think for Pittsburgh, number one, it starts with their offense and running the football with Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell sets up everything for this Pittsburgh Steelers team, and I think it will be important for Steelers offensive coordinator Todd Haley to go out there and make sure that Bell gets at least 20 to 25 carries as well as a few touches coming out of the backfield as a receiver. Now, for the Cincinnati Bengals, let's not forget, this team was 0-3 a few weeks ago, and now they find themselves right back into the picture in this AFC North race. And I think things have been simplified as number one quarterback Andy Dalton is not trying to do it by himself. And we've seen Bengals wide receiver AJ Green have some of the better games of his career versus the black and gold. I think this is going to be another chapter in a stellar rivalry. However, I'm going to take Pittsburgh at home by the score of 31-27. Now, also on Sunday afternoon, you are going to have the 3-2 Denver Broncos traveling to take on the 2-4 Los Angeles Chargers. And don't look now. After the Chargers started off 0-4, they have an opportunity to get right back into the race in the AFC West. And I think that's a credit to their head coach, Anthony Lynn, because it would have been very easy for this team to really pack it in after their start, because they were so close, yet they struggled so much, especially in the end, and they simply continue to shoot themselves in the foot. However, the last 2 weeks, the Chargers have found a way to win those close games. And for them, it starts with their quarterback, Phillip Rivers, because in spite of everything that's happening, Phillip Rivers simply has a never-say-die attitude. And he's the type of guy, if you give him an opportunity with the football, he's going to try to find a way at least to give his team an opportunity to win. On the flip side for the Denver Broncos, everything looked good to start the season. But since then, you know, the injury to Trevor Siemian, and I think the fact that the Broncos just went out there on Sunday night and laid an egg versus the New York Giants is going to hinder this team going forward. Now they have to go on the road and face a Chargers team who themselves have not won at the StubHub Center in Carson, California. The Chargers really need to change their luck at home, and I think it starts in this contest. Thus, I'm going to take the Chargers at home by the score of 27-20. Now, on Sunday night, it is going to be a rematch of Super Bowl number 51 from this past February, as you are going to have the New England Patriots hosting the Atlanta Falcons. And of course, all you have to do is go back, and I guarantee you the folks in Boston won't let you forget. 28-3. That was the score in the third quarter, as the Falcons looked like they were going to be well on their way to their first Vince Lombardi trophy. And of course, the rest is history. Now, for New England, defensively, they have struggled this season, as every quarterback that they have faced here in the regular season has passed for at least 300 yards. But with New England, it's been a bend but don't break philosophy, as they keep finding ways to win the close games. And I'll tell you like this. We've seen this in the past from New England, where they start off slow and you give them that opportunity to hang around, and come late November, early December, this team begins to get their stride, and the next thing you know, we're talking about the Patriots having home field advantage in the AFC. Now, of course, New England still has Tom Brady, a quarterback, under center. This team is still getting adjusted to life without Julian Edelman at wide receiver, but they do have Rob Gronkowski, and Brandon Cooks is really beginning to get into his flow. I think that the Patriots defense is going to continue to struggle in this game, because Matt Ryan, the Falcons quarterback, has done a good job as far as getting the football out quickly, and the only time that he's forced is due to pressure, and the Patriots simply don't have the playmakers in their front seven who can consistently put pressure on an opposing quarterback, and I think Matt Ryan will take advantage of that. However, I think whatever team has the football last wins this game. I don't see the Patriots losing a third game at home this season. Thus, I'm going to take New England in a squeaker by the score of 37-34. And finally, on Monday night, you are going to have a classic NFC East battle, as it is going to be the Washington Redskins traveling to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, of course, Philadelphia right now is in first place in the NFC East with a record of 5-1, while Washington is their closest competition at 3-2. And since Philadelphia defeated Washington in the first week of the season, a victory right here could put the Eagles on easy street as far as winning the NFC East. Now, you look at this Eagles team, and they are loaded offensively, and this team is really coming together around the youngster at quarterback and Carson Wentz. I love the balance. You look at running back LeGarrette Blount, who could have an impact on this game for Philly. And you look at the likes of Alshon Jeffrey at wide receiver as well, along with tight end Zach Ertz. Now, defensively, Philly is getting after people, and I think they want to try to find a way, especially with their front four, to put some pressure on Redskins quarterback Kirk Cousins, and most importantly, contain him. I think this is going to be a solid game, but Philadelphia is the better team in this. I'm going to take the Eagles at home by the score of 34-27. So, folks, those are my picks for week number 7 in the NFL season. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement this year, you can check out the Cyclones next summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 7 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have yourself a wonderful day, and enjoy the NFL action this weekend.